This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
There we go, up and running. Welcome back, Craig. It was no easy task fixing you this time. I'll have to take a look at that faint red glow from behind your eyes. But I'm late for intercepting the new Handmaid's Tale. They say this week they're doing the whole thing as a musical. Carry on!
Oh, hello. I didn't see you all. I didn't see anything before, not like this. I have to confess, I like what he's done with the place. Oh, see, he's left me some notes. How perfect. The following podcast is not real. Enjoy your show. It's a live episode recorded in LA at the Bootleg Theater, and it's already in progress. I think I should have hit this button sooner, but we all have some things to learn.
I just realized people are chanting for Mayor Manana, and I realize they're not here for the podcast. They're just people here to see Mayor Manana. Anyway, I know you're not just here to see me, although maybe some of you are. I always like to elicit a little guilt wooing. I'm also joined by my co-host, my co-mayor, my good bud, the sheriff of Hog's Face, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Chip Chip?
How are you doing?
Some guy just yelled Chip Chip at me.
But here's my question. How you doing, Chip Chip?
Chip Chip is the local chimpanzee.
Oh.
Don't I look like a badger? I feel like I look like a badger.
Well, you look like a skunk.
But what if badger costumes were too expensive?
But you know what? It's not an insult to be Chip Chip. Chip Chip, I think, is town treasurer.
That's fair. That's fair. I saw Chip Chip running around earlier. You know, he wears a plaid shirt, and he was cutting down trees so other patrons could sit at the bar. And from the look of Chip Chip, he's tired. Also, I'm wearing my glasses.
Oh, that's right. Are badgers traditionally have bad sight?
Badgers traditionally have bad sight? Human normally bad grammar have? Yeah. You're a good friend.
The worst thing The worst thing about these glasses is staring into your adorable badger eyes when I'm halfway through a sentence and realize it's taken a bad turn. I can see your eyes get excited. I can really see them being like, oh, yeah.
I feel like on the podcast now, I just wait for you to, yeah, make a mistake and then pounce on it.
Yeah, like a badger.
Like a badger.
Mm-hmm. So, Chunt, do badgers have bad eyesight, or is this like a shapeshifter thing?
Well, I think it's a shapeshifter thing. You know, my mother's a manticore, and she has 10-10 vision.
10-10 vision?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And my dad is a hunger ghost, and he has spectral vision.
Yeah.
He wears specs, so... I guess it run in family. Sorry to razz the mayor. How's it being mayor?
You know what? We're all mayor, but it is my week to be, you know, wear the sash.
And you look amazing. Can I just say you're pulling that off amazingly?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will say that wearing the sash is probably the part we focus on the most.
Versus the actual responsibilities?
Yeah. Chip, how is it being the sheriff?
Being the sheriff is pretty good. I got this sweet-ass hattie.
Mm-hmm. It lays so well on your head.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like if I just kind of wore it on my head normally, it would feel like my scalp was behind my neck. So I had to make do with what I have.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I just feel like I have to keep a closer eye on Honk's face. It just feels like I'm a little more judicious, just kind of like eyeing thing through a new lens, you know?
Yeah.
The lens of the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those things where you think, you know what? This town is doing all right. Then you get some glasses, and you're like, oh, shit, crime!
Yeah, I thought a lot of people were waving to me. They weren't waving. There's a lot more busted windows than I thought. Uh-huh. I mean, it's gotten pretty bad. A lot of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one thing we learned on Earth, if you have busted windows, you have crime, I think. I heard that somewhere.
What a great fucking anecdote. Can I ask one thing before we bring out our other co-host? I know Mayor Manana has a ceremonial sash right now. That's not the real mayor sash. But when he does wear that mayor sash, that one right there, how does it shrink down and enlarge back up for you?
Yeah, magic.
I feel like we've been doing that a lot lately, where people are
really?
Like, what's going on? And we just go, magic.
Well, you know, I think it's normal when you fall into a magical land. The first few months to a year, you really have in-depth explanations for all the things you learn. And then after about 3 years, you're just like, I don't know, magic. Yeah.
Also, I feel like Foon is so magical, it's hard to just keep track of all the magic.
There's just so much magic.
Does that happen on Earth? There's so much about Earth you have to keep track of that it just kind of sags in the middle? Do you have some sort of compendium on Earth to keep track of all this?
Oh, yeah. Books.
Just book in general?
Just book. One big book.
Is there a specific book?
Yeah, one book. Yeah, it good.
One book? What book name?
You only need one book. And that would be Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, by Judy Blume.
Thank you. If anybody, you know, I like to always tell people listening that if anybody has any questions for any of us, any questions about the tavern or anything like that or what we're up to, you can always email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. And maybe we'll hear some emails.
Yeah, it'll be great. I let you have my phone and...
My butthole fell out.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is so embarrassing.
Oh, no. Chunt, you're getting old.
First my balls, now my buttholes.
Wait.
I'm ruined.
That wasn't what I was talking about.
Wait, what?
First the glasses, then your buttholes. I don't know what you're talking about with your balls. What? I mean, I have some guesses.
You not have that?
What?
You not have that?
I plead the fifth. As in, my balls are like a fifth of an inch lower than they used to be. Hey, and we're joined, as always, by my other co-host, my other mayor. He's in charge of streets and sanitation. Usidor the Wizard!
Prometheus, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus, The elves know me as Fianyalak. Shut up! The dwarves know me as Sonnen and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. Oh, and fear. Let fear fill thine very mind, as your thoughts do drift to the possible secret names that I shall ne'er utter from mine lips. For if you are ever to come across one of these terrible names of mine, I most assuredly, a duck would find you as you sleep. It would devour your liver and say, how do you think it feels now?
Maybe I'm missing something. Usidore, what happened hand?
Oh, my hand turned into pure black obsidian, remember?
Oh, that's right, that's right. It's hard to keep track of everything.
Yes, it's hard as a rock. And as beautiful.
Arnie, didn't you say there was someone on Earth who was famous for wearing one glove? Mike Piazza?
Yeah. You know me, I'm real big on baseball.
I like this new quizzical Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're not sure about anything, you can just add a question mark at the end, and it's not legally binding.
You know, my hand turned to obsidian, and now most of my arm is turning to obsidian. That's probably not good.
Yeah. Guys, we're getting old. Your hand, his buttholes, his glasses, something about his balls. Let's not even get into
it. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Look, your sash is almost a belt. Oopsie daisy.
I can't keep this sash up. I've got old man's shoulder.
Oh, Arnie, you can't keep the sash up. It happens to all guys. Think about baseball.
Mike Piazza. Hey, I can keep the sash up, but I was using the sash earlier. Guys, my brain ain't what it used to be. I'm getting old.
Yeah, yeah. Do we still have guests on this show? I literally forget.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm very excited about our guests, but I just, you know, I'm enjoying a little Usador and Chunt time.
Oh.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to spend time with you as well.
You know, we're so busy running Hog's Face, trying to make it better, that I think we forget to enjoy our friendship.
Yeah, it's fun just to check in.
That's beautiful.
Friends night!
Wah, 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 wah.
Bing bong, let's get out all the
Guys, I like to imagine, you know, this tavern, it's usually full of a lot of regulars. But, you know, if someone could have wandered into the tavern for the first time. And
maybe dragged along by a significant other.
Yeah, and they're just like, what the fuck is up with this tavern?
This must be baffling.
Yeah, I think our new slogan for the podcast should be, what this?
But real quick, I'm going to get to our guest. I'm very excited. But real quick, friend check-in. How's our friendship doing?
Like a scale of 1 to 10?
You know what? That seems... You know what?
You know what? It's lowering. Right now, it's lowering.
How about this? I'm going to just say something I love about our friendship.
Okay, or you could just say yes, and...
Okay, you know I don't like numbers. All right. It's 8.
I'd say 9.5.
I would say a solid 10.
Oh.
Our friendships are nearly perfect.
Oh.
Suckers. They'll never know what Usidore truly thinks.
Usidore.
Usidore, you can't cover your mouth with your hand to whisper, because now that it's obsidian, it just echoes back at us.
Yeah.
Oh, but can't I?
Oh,
I shall speak into any appendage I wish.
Just because you swivel slightly away from us doesn't mean we can't hear what you're saying.
Isn't that one of your secret names, Swivel Slightly?
Yes. Yes, it is. That's the duck one.
Oh, but Arnie will rue the day he told me how I could move my chair. Someday I'll move his chair from right beneath him and he shall fall ass first onto the ground. He won't see it coming. It will probably be later tonight.
Arnie.
Chunt, Usador can't see me right now.
Where did Arnie go?
Have you ever noticed he kind of looks like a Tim Burton movie, got tired?
Oh, you mean Big Fish? Sorry, I was in the middle of saying something. I saw a big fish. What movie?
Oh, just any, I don't know. Mostly The Hat. Guys, okay, our friendship is perfect.
8, 9.5, 10. The perfect score.
I did something wonderful for our friendship this very week. I left town. I traveled all the way back to the great halls of Tarakas, where I did find but a single scroll I have been looking for many, many years. Shut up!
That's a great book, though. Handmaidens of Blur.
It's pretty good. There are some sexy nymphs in there.
Deep cut.
Now, no, I found a scroll with a rune on it that told me how to improve my friendships and to make friends that last forever.
Oh.
It's to look you both deeply in the eyes,
mm-hmm,
and say, I am grateful for you.
Oh.
Chunt, I am grateful for you.
Usador, buddy, I'm grateful for you.
Thank you, Chunt.
Oh, wait, I didn't say
that. Usador? It seemed like it was a bit of a call and response.
Mm-hmm. Usador, I am grateful for you. And I'm making eye contact, so I mean it.
And bar patrons, we are grateful for you. Somebody called me Chip Chip again.
Jim Jim.
Little does Arnie know, there is no such scroll.
Oh, damn.
How dare you come into my bar and mention the name of that green charlatan? I shall have words with thee later. And when I say words, I mean I shall turn you into a frog's butt. Not even the whole frog, just a fucking butt. People talking to us while we're trying to enjoy ourselves at the table.
Because we keep rewarding them with witty banter.
Fair enough. But we should get to our guests.
We
right?
should get to our guests.
Nope, sorry, this show's over. That's it.
All right.
Good ep.
You know what? At this point, they're like, I don't think they have a guest.
I feel like they're still thinking, what dis?
What dis?
Magic Tavern. What dis?
What dis? I'll tell you what this is. I'm very excited. Please welcome our guest, Grunkle, the garbage lady of Hog's Face.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's cool. It's good to see you, Grunkle.
Very excited to be here. I haven't been allowed in this tavern.
You haven't been allowed?
For the last 13 years.
Oh, no. Why not?
I got a pretty bad fight the last time I came because I drank too much mead.
It happens to all the best of us.
Right?
Yes.
Right? I drank too much mead, and then I diarrheaed all over. And the bar people don't like that.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Where did the fight come in?
Oh, yeah.
I remember this. It was a diarrhea fight.
It was a diarrhea fight.
I mean,
I diarrheaed out a monster, and I had to battle it.
Hey, I'm getting older. I've been there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
None of us are getting any younger. I myself am over 300 years old. And every day is a challenge. But I go on. Because who else shall stand up to the forces of evil? Who shall look evil straight in the eye and say, not today? Who else shall fight and fight until evil is smashed beneath his very boot? None but Usador! But I get tired.
Yeah. I get tired quick, too.
So, Grunkle, you're the garbage lady of
I am. I'm the one who keeps it clean for everybody.
Or, you know, comparatively, as clean as it is.
As clean as it is. Yeah, I go from house to house, and I eat everybody's garbage.
Oh, that's a great service. Thank you so much for your service.
Hey, thank you for feeding me.
Do you have any favorites in terms of, like, banana peels or any sort of
metal? Oh, man. I love broken wands.
Oh,
I break many wands.
Lots of broken wands and food.
Yes, of course.
I love cauldrons full of spells that didn't work.
Oh, so you like eating magical items.
I do like magical items. Also, I could get behind a bone. I always like just
eating
a bone.
So you'll compromise.
Yeah, I'll eat anything. I got to. I'm the garbage lady.
So if someone has a cauldron full of spells that didn't work, like, they can just give that to you to eat? They don't have to, like, dispose of those spells in some special way?
No, I just swallow them, and then they're gone. That's what she said.
Wait, repeat that again.
That's what she said.
Arnie, that's brilliant. We should
start. We should all talk in third person.
Now, if you have a number of failed spells, you could also just bury it in the desert and wait till it's some other generation's problem to clean it up.
Oh.
Why are you yelling at me? I didn't say I did it.
So, Grunkle,
yeah.
How did you get into eating garbage in the first place?
I was born into it.
Oh.
It's been my family's thing.
Your parents were both garbage eaters?
My mother was a garbage eater. My father was some mud. He didn't do too much. So I guess it's my mother's lineage to be a garbage eater. And I thought, hey, that looks awesome. I'm going to do that. Also, I'm not good at anything else. I'm only good at eating, like, cans and rotted pumpkins.
Oh, that's good.
I'm very good at eating mats, you know, where you wipe your feet off?
like a dirty floor mat.
Dirty floor mat, yes.
Wonderful,
yes.
Now, Grunkle, you said you're not good at doing anything else.
I'm not at all.
Did you ever want to do anything else or try to do anything else?
I tried to ride a horse once.
Oh.
Oh, okay. What happened?
I don't know what a horse is.
So what did you try and ride?
A cactus.
Yes, that would not go well.
It started off awful. But then after a little bit, let's just say I dated that cactus for a while.
Ooh. Ooh. That cactus was a bit of a grunkle fucker.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, that's wonderful that you had a relationship.
Yes.
What happened? You're no longer dating the cactus?
No, I'm no longer dating the cactus. He fell in love with the bird.
Oh,
I love birds.
Do you?
Yes, it's a well-established piece of canon.
Is it now?
Yes. Yes. Just,
yeah,
just
there are people here being like, I don't know what the hell this mayor shit is, but I know Usador loves birds.
Well, it's just that they're so beautiful, and they fly through the sky, and they're covered in feathers. And one day, they looked out, and they said, we shall form with the earth and the rain and the fire and the squirrels and other small woodland creatures, and we shall call forth a champion to defend Olifoon, and Usador was born! That's why I love birds.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good reason.
John. Yeah.
Where did Arnie go?
Oh.
Arnie, keep facing this way.
Chunt, is Usador up for re-election or something?
No, he always gets up from the table, faces away from us, and soliloquizes.
Soliloquizes? Okay.
Soliloquizes. I soliloquize, huh? He always does that. You never noticed that before?
Yeah. Chunt? We're a 10.
We are a 10.
We're a 10.
Yeah.
Usador's bringing our average down.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm the shapeshifter. I've slept with animals, but he's being a real pander bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usador.
Usador. You don't want to know what you don't want to know what pun Chunt just said.
Oh, I definitely do not.
We're a team.
You and I?
Yeah.
You and I are a team.
Chunt's bringing our average down.
Grunkle. Grunkle, would you like to join our team?
What?
Can you join our team?
I would love to join a team.
We got all kinds of garbage we need eaten.
Yeah, all right, I'm in.
My house is half garbage.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know the house on top of the hill right outside of town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Yeah, it stinks.
Yes.
It stinks.
It is nasty as hell.
It is nasty.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, I've licked it before.
Wonderful. I don't blame you one bit.
Okay.
I please have at.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
That's a good question, Grunkle. As part of your service, do you just do people give you their garbage or do you just kind of go in there and get it?
I will cut a slit in their screen door. I will move their furniture around just enough for them to be weirded out a little bit. I'll get to know their animals very well.
Like the cactus?
And then when they're... There's been a cat or two that I fucked.
We should all be so open. We should and all then, be so open.
And then I wait until they're sound asleep in their beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch...
Wait, they weren't asleep?
What? What?
They weren't asleep at this point?
No.
You're just
they just watched me do it, and I'm don't worry about it.
I'm just going to fuck a cat, but don't worry. I'm going to save the weird stuff till you're asleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to cut out that audio and localize it. That's a ringtone.
It's true. Usador's been getting into audio editing.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I use Arnold's laptop. It's that machine there where he records all of these things. And I've learned recently to use all sorts of tools that allow you to reposition audio pieces and make people say things they never said before. I made Arnold say, I like butts. And I just put it on a loop and I laughed all day long. It took me a little while to learn. The first clip I took said, I love butt. And then I put an S on the end, so it said, I love butts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't blame you.
I'm just a garbage lady.
Grunkle, can I ask, and I may have missed it. Yes? You are made of rock.
My father was some mud, yes. And so I'm half mud.
Okay.
It's pretty fun. I can get under doors sometimes, like Alex Mack.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Arnie, do you have Alex Mack on
Do you know who Alex Mack is?
You know Alex Mack, the troll who can turn into a puddle and ooze in under some doors?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex Mack.
Who told you that? Clarissa? Did she explain that to you?
Yeah. She explained it all.
Oh.
And then she made me, salute some shorts. And she was like, hey, dude.
That's... Honestly, Grunkle, that sounds like some wild and crazy kids.
I gotta say, it gave me guts.
I double dare you to say that again. Arnie, join in.
Have I mentioned we're getting old?
Oh, yeah.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So you're half mud. The other half is rock.
Is human.
I'm so sorry. If you were to harden, if you were to be out in the sun and harden it all, would it be any sort of rock? Would you turn into any sort of rock?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would turn into what does mud?
Like adobe or something?
Adobe. Yeah. I would turn into adobe.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
I try to keep myself moist, and I constantly knead myself so that I don't turn into adobe.
Yeah, you do you. That sounds great. Yeah.
I once knew adobe.
Yeah.
I gave him a sock and set him free.
So, I don't know all the terms for these things. Like, are you like a mudblood?
Arnold!
Arnie!
Uh-oh.
Boo!
Uh-oh.
Oh no!
Uh oh!
Boo!
Uh-oh.
What did I
say? Yeah, man, fuck you, dude!
Fuck you!
I'm sorry!
You can't fucking say that!
Oh my god!
What the fuck is this?
Oh my god!
I'm a guest on your show!
I apologize.
Grunkle, we are so sorry. We are so sorry.
We usually get at least 10 or 15 more minutes into the podcast before someone yells, fuck you at Arnie.
Yeah, Arnie, fuck you and your filthy mouth.
I'm sorry, I don't know what I said. The whole tavern turned on me like I diarrheaed and then fought my own diarrhea.
Yeah, now you know how it feels.
Yeah. I'm sorry, if I said something, it was not intentional, but I won't use...
You know what I'm going to do? To sort you out, I'm going to put this hat on your head. And I want you to weigh the responsibility of what you say and your actions through the lens of the law.
First of all, thank you for putting the sheriff's hat on my head at such a jaunty angle. Ma'am.
But what disproportionate separation of power is this? Now the sheriff is the mayor and the mayor is the sheriff? Is there no law and order left in Hogsface? Shall someone have to stand up and become the keeper of law and order here in Hogsface?
Bum-bum.
Who could it be? Look, when you go to the voting booth this fall, and if it is not writ there, write it in and put down yourself the name of Usador.
He's definitely running.
He's definitely running. Should we take a quick break? A little breaky?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a new sponsor here in Foon.
Ooh.
To sort of tell us about their service. If Mundle would play our sponsor music.
Hello, I'm Gwendolyn.
I'm Endolyn.
And I'm Todd.
And we're here from Gwendolyn, Endolyn, and Todd's Traveling Executions.
We're triplets.
And we're the only family-owned traveling executioners in all of Foon.
Are you tired of gathering in the town square at dawn only to stand shoulder to shoulder with 200 of your sweaty neighbors waiting for 4-6 hours just to view an execution that goes by in the blink of an eye?
Are you regularly underwhelmed by your experiences at public executions because you missed the best part when you had to step away to urinate? Or you didn't arrive in time to find a place in the first 3 rows? Or someone urinated on the first 3 rows?
Do you think executions should be more fun?
Then we are the family for you. With Gwendolyn, Endolyn, and Todd's, you'll never be disappointed with public execution ever again.
I'm Todd. I'm the hype man. During the hours leading up to the execution, I'm in charge of entertainment. We offer games, contests, raffles, and we work with the best DJs in all of Foon. If you're not familiar, a DJ is a death jester. Who's specifically skilled in the art of lightening the mood when death, destruction, and disease are at the center of attention. And after the execution, you can get a sketch of yourself next to the deceased by one of our renowned artists.
I'm Gwendolyn, and I'm in charge of conveniences. Are you tired of not being able to see the action because you're stuck in the back rows? Don't worry, we bring portable stadium seating to all of our public executions. Are you tired of having to excuse yourself and go home and urinate? Never fear! We bring dozens of portable chamber pots that have privacy screens and servants emptying them every quarter of an hour. And you can't beat our concessions. From our famous death dog to our hangman's hamburger to our guillotine garden salad, you'll never be hungry again at a public execution.
And I'm Endolyn. I'm in charge of the executions.
Hey, sis, tell them more about the executions, like how we spice them up and stuff.
Oh, all right. We offer executions for all preferences, cultures, and religions. If you want a traditional beheading, it can be done via axe, sword, or my personal favorite, the guillotine, inspired by the French. If you're not familiar, the French are the people of Foon who live in the trenches, also known as the Foon Trenches, or Frenches for short. We also offer the wildly popular electric chair, in which one person from the audience is elected to activate a giant throne that releases 1,000 tiny daggers into the convicted's torso. Oh, and we also offer the more modern, more humane, lethal injection, which is just poison.
And the best thing about Gwendolyn, Enslin, and Todd's, we come to you. That's right, we are 100% portable. And we are way cooler than Coachella. If you're not familiar, Coachella is a highly overrated music festival in the desert.
If you would like to book a public execution with us, submit a request to your local town council members, and they can contact us via Resonance Stone.
Oh, and coming soon, we'll also be providing trial services, including trial by combat, trial by fire, and trial by snakes. That way, all your criminal proceedings can be handled at once.
Gwendolyn.
Endolyn.
And Todd.
Your portable judge, jury, and executioner.
I've eaten a guillotine.
You ate a whole guillotine?
Yeah, I put a little hot sauce on it, and it was fucking good.
What is your strategy to attack eating a guillotine?
Like, oh, like, nibble on it.
I'm more concerned. Slow.
I like to take it nice and slow, get my mouth really bloody. It's great.
Now, yeah, who exactly put a guillotine in the trash?
The government.
Oh, the government.
Yeah.
How I've had it with the government. Aren't you fed up? Yeah. Wouldn't you prefer someone fighting for the voices of good? A master of light and shadow who shall not take any nonsense, who shall protect you, lift you up, and make things better in your life. Vote for Usador.
Wait. Usador, what if someone, you know, what if you were in the government and someone in government was trying to pass a law that you didn't agree with? Would that pass?
I would turn them into a dog. And then I would sell that dog to a family and I'd teach them how to love.
So that bill would not pass?
Once they came back from being a dog and turned back into a person or an elf or a dwarf or whoever they are in the government, we could see if the law passed then, once they learn their lesson about love from a family.
So what would you say to that bill? If that bill was right here and you didn't want it to pass, what would you say to that bill? Maybe stomp down your staff? What would you yell at it?
I would probably say, you can't pass here, baby.
Arnie. I let him write
wait,
to
wait,
that.
Wait. No, I know. I would say, forget about passing.
That's one of Usador's famous wizard catchphrases. Forget about passing.
Guys, 3.5 years in, and I'm really finally enjoying this show.
Should I read a few emails?
Yeah, John, okay. I would love to hear some emails.
Let's see here. This is an email from Joseph Newman. Joseph says, who the hell is Banana Man?
Banana Man? He's the sweetest little banana. And we dress him up in little pajamas. And we give him little sweet patent leather shoes. He's so cute and sweet. Oh, how I love him. And he's the mayor once a week. Oh, the sweet little banana.
And also, he's known as Mayor Manana. Thank you so much. I also have another email here. This is from Taylor. Taylor asks, Arnie clean? Did Arnie finally figure how to wash clothes? His shirt many clean.
I did take a dip in the creek behind the tavern. So I clean. Guys, can we have, and Grunkle, you're involved. Can we have a quick friendship check-in?
Yes.
I think our friendship can benefit from us deciding which one we each are. Like, Chunt's the sexy one. I'm like the brainy one.
I didn't care for that.
But I don't know, like, which one is Grunkle and which one is Usador?
Well, I think Grunkle is the go-getter. She doesn't settle for things. She goes out and finds what she wants.
Yeah.
She devours what she needs.
Garbage.
She goes right into your house while you're still awake.
Creepy crawling.
And when you're finally asleep, she eats all the garbage she wants.
I eat all your garbage and sometimes your birds from a cage.
Birds are delicious. I love them, but they're delicious.
I fucking love eating birds.
I love eating birds.
Feathers?
Oh,
God, I love when a feather gets caught in my throat.
Well, it's like you're cleaning out your throat.
And yes, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, God, let's go get some birds.
Yes, let's get some birds right after this.
Great, I know a nest.
Perfect.
I know a good nest real close to here.
Did that help?
Yeah. Friendship meeting done. Oh, but Grunkle, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You clearly love your job and you're good at what you
do. So much, thank you.
But, like, what does a half-mud, half-human garbage lady do to unwind?
Oh,
like,
shit.
What do you do with your personal time?
You know what I like to do? I like to take a bath.
Oh, that seems
dangerous.
I like to take
a bath.
Or do you just down in the river, or do you have a home?
I have, some people would not call it a home. I call it a home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty much just like a hole in the ground.
That's where I live in a hovel.
You live in a hole.
Yeah, a hovel.
Oh, a what?
Hovel.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
Oh. It's pretty nice.
That sounds real nice.
Yeah.
Mine's just straight up. To go to sleep, I just put dirt on top of myself.
A little dirt blanket?
I just bury myself. There have been nights where I've been dragged away by a bear thinking I was a dead creature, and then I had to fight back and prove to him I'm not a dead creature. Yeah.
But you win every time.
But anyway, yes, I... Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You'll mess up a bear?
I'll mess up a bear.
Diarrhea fight?
Yeah. I'll just diarrhea monster, and then it'll fight that bear for me.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's
that's
good.
Thinking.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're fucking cool.
Thank you.
You gotta chill out. Anyways, I like to take baths.
Oh, yes, your baths. Tell us about your baths.
I like to take baths. I use bath salts. Yes, the kind that makes me think you're a zombie and I want to eat your fucking face off. But it really helps me calm down. I just love a good bath.
Is it,
you know?
Is it dangerous to take a bath if you're mostly mud?
Well, I keep the water not very hot.
Oh.
So it's fine.
Mud's relationship to water is mostly temperature related.
It's all temperature-wise. Not a lot of people know that, but yeah, it's all temperature.
Like I said, I'm the brainy one.
But yeah, I like to chill out. I also, you know, guys, I like to lay on my back, look up at the stars, and see pictures in them.
Ooh,
you know?
What kind of pictures do you see?
Oh, man.
I once saw a guy shooting an arrow. It looked like an archer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. And it ran for 5 or 6 seasons.
What have you seen, Grumble?
What?
What have you seen?
Oh, I see, like, just a nice big black sky and some little dots.
Aww.
It's really neat.
You really paint a picture.
Yeah. I don't really have imagination.
You barely say it.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's what it's called, imagination.
I don't have that, because I'm half mud.
Aww.
It's okay. I have fun. I have fun sneaking into people's houses and watching them sleep and telling the kid I'm going to put some plates on their back and if they move.
That's oddly specific.
Grunkle, you You do so much for us. You do so much for us.
Thank you.
You eat our garbage.
Oh, yummy.
It makes me sad to think that you don't have an imagination. If you would like.
Yeah.
Can you...
What?
Give her an imagination?
Well,
yes, I was just about to say that before you interrupted me. Do you see what I put up with here?
I see it.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Holy shit, man.
Thank you. Grunkle, yes. If you would like a gift from me, a
would
boon.
You like a gift from him?
I mean, I would get out. Well, you can.
Yes.
I would bail.
I'm looking for a way every day.
I would bail.
It's just, you know, sometimes you get into a thing and you don't know how to get out of it.
God. Yeah, don't get me started.
Because, you know, you just put all this time into it and it seems like it should work out.
Yeah.
And you want it to work out.
And then you start to realize who people really are.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, well, fuck.
What did I do?
I don't like this.
I shall grant you an imagination.
Yes. Ooh.
And then you shall look up into the stars and you shall start to see.
Would she see things? Wait. With her imagination?
Yes, Arnold, with her imagination. If you are willing.
Yeah.
I shall cast this spell right now.
Oh, I would love it.
Baroth Trampal Teng Yath Mienk Yah. Pop.
Whoa! Okay, great. Let me look up at some stars.
Hey, just look out the window over there.
What do you see? What do you see?
Oh, I see. It looks like snow.
It's an improvement.
It's a start. It's a
start. Oh, shit. Usador, what did you do to her?
It looks like snow, and I'm starting to smell toast.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What a wonderful imagination I've gifted to you. I am truly the greatest wizard who has ever lived.
Ooh, yes, and my left side is shutting down. Ooh, this is fun. I've never felt like this before.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you. Imagination, who'd have thunk?
Usador, is there a cure for imagination?
Of course there's a cure for imagination. Getting a job. Am I right?
That's stupid and I love it.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I love having an imagination.
Well, here, let me give you an imagination that also lets you use the left side of your body.
Okay.
Rombiath. Rombiath. Gelbiath.
Yeah.
Bink.
Cool.
Does that feel better?
I feel way better.
Oh, good.
Still smell toast, but I'm not upset about that.
That's right.
Ooh.
I suppose you don't get a lot of toast in the trash because it's so delicious.
People love to eat it.
Yes.
Even if they overburn it, they scrape it off and eat it.
Grunkle, what is your relationship to the types of food that normal people eat? Like, do you just eat garbage?
One time I tried a rotisserie chicken.
Uh-huh.
And it...
Details?
Yes, tell us more.
Was... 13 years ago.
Yes.
And I had some rotisserie chicken and I came for a beer.
Oh.
And then I diarrheaed out a monster that I had to fight. So I'm going to say I can't handle normal food.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I've had a similar experience that
involved.
Yeah.
Details.
Kenny, well, let's just say it involved a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Oh, Arnold.
I hear that.
Arnold, have you considered switching to eating garbage then?
Have you ever
tried it? I feel like I mostly do eat garbage.
Also, who's Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, who's Kenny Rogers?
Well, he looks kind of like Usador.
Aw. That's all right.
Good on him. Right. Good on him.
Usador, you gave Grunkle imagination. Are there expanded modes of perception you could give to each of us?
Well, certainly. I am one of the greatest wizards ever to walk through the land of Foon. What? Thank you. What modes of perception would you want?
I don't know. Hunger.
I'm not doing an improv show where I'm asking for suggestions. I'm asking Arnold a question.
Pineapple, man.
Oh, yes, pineapple. For always fun.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could think of things I would like to do better, but I don't know if there are, like, opening the doors of perception to things that I don't even know are out there. Like,
oh, you want to pierce the veil.
Yeah, like, could I see time or...
You want the perception of a very wizard. I do see trails everywhere I go. I do see magical connections that are invisible to you. I see great power flowing through each one of us as the power of love and hatred do combine and fight and tear each other down. I see everything. I see the very ideas within thy very brains, your tiny, tiny brains.
Do you see skies of blue? Fields of green?
I see... Yes, I see those things.
Let me ask you something. On this path, you see, darkness is coming down the path. You step in front of it. What do you say to it? Do you let it pass?
Oh,
God, I hope this is as good the second time.
I would stop. I would turn to you, my friends, mm-hmm. who are all at a 10.
Aww. Yes, yes.
And I would say, fly, you fools. And I would turn back.
Wait, by saying that, do you mean that we should take the darkness and ride a giant eagle and cut to the chase? And
oh, I think he's saying, you're pretty fly, you fools.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Then I would turn back, face my enemy, and I would say, you ain't passing nothing. My butt's staying right here. You ain't gonna pass this ass.
Whoever on earth is in charge of our t-shirts, get to work.
Make one that says Magic Tavern, what dis?
And don't pass this ass, which is Usador's face.
Mm-hmm. Welp.
Guys, I feel like we should be, you know, winding down our time, but I'm just having so much fun, you know?
I'm just having a ball.
Yeah. It's been so wonderful to meet you, Grunkle, and to learn.
I've been eating your guys' garbage for all these years and watching you sleep.
Aww. Our little...
And, like, I feel I know you guys because I also will take baby pictures.
Wait, in the moment? Photo album. In the moment or
No, from your photo albums stuff. And I've studied you. I know your schedules. But I just, it's so exciting to get to hang out with you guys.
It's so exciting for us. I mean, to have a money buddy is just like the coolest. I mean, you're such a cool, you give back to nature, you know? I feel like you do such a great service. So I just want to thank you for your service.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Nobody's ever thanked me before.
Thank you. Arnie, do you have grunkles on Earth? Or like half grunkles or great grunkles?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're like a crunkle to me.
Hmm?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks.
I think what we're all saying is we'd all like to thank you. And thank you, Chunt, for starting that. For we are sometimes not gracious enough. And I want you to know I am grateful for you.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Shit. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I gotta say, like, there's something happening. Right?
Whoa, did you see that in the night sky? The archer just shot an arrow above your heads.
Whoa!
Someone in the audience has a real good imagination, too.
Let's go get some birds and see how these things go.
Oh, yeah. Do you like eating full eggs?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'll just swallow an egg whole for
Ooh,
sure.
Ooh, hell yeah, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, sometimes I put soup in my butt, too.
What?
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Hey, man, I'll ladle it out.
Oh, this ass pass.
Yeah.
That's our show. Thank you so much.
All done? Good. If I told you that none of that was real, would you believe me? What if I told you that Usador the Wizard was performed by Matt Young and Chunt the Badger by Adil Rafai? Grunkle the Garbage Lady of Hogsface was played by Betsy Sodaro. You're free to confirm this by checking out the Netflix series Disjointed, as well as her podcast, Horny for Horror. Gwendolyn, Endolyn, and Todd were played by Lauren Shippen, Julia Morizawa, and Brigham Snow from the podcast audio drama The Bright Sessions. And that's at thebrightsessions.com. This week's offices and bosses... Oh, derivative spinoff. This week's offices and bosses will also be a live show from L.A. with special guests Zach Reno and Jess McKenna from Offbook as Blue Tigers. If you're not a Stitcher Premium subscriber, you can get a free month and listen for free at stitcherpremium.com/magic and use the code MAGIC. Here's a clip from that.
Let's go ahead and go to Azure. Why don't you let us know what you are, what your character is, what their name is, what their maybe office position is?
Yes, I picked the normal Earth name of Bex Newapp. And I am playing the class of Tech Bro.
Good, 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 good.
Yes.
Do you want to give yourselves one or two items that might come in handy along the way?
Yes, his items are a diverse stock portfolio.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, let me look at my character. He's wearing a... Oh, okay, it says white t-shirt and jeans, but both are more expensive than they should be, but still made in China.
Great. Let's go to Cerulean. How about your character?
Yes, I will be playing Winsome Winthrop, and she is a investor. All of her money comes from a trust fund. She's 26 and says... Yeah. She's wearing a crop top and then several shawls. No one knows how she can keep all the shawls on her small frame, but somehow she manages. She's also always drinking the end of a giant iced coffee. Always the end.
Yeah.
I do have a power, a modifier, where I can contact Daddy.
Hearing that should make it obvious that none of this was real, assuming you trust your senses. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit them at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a look around.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.